go to Natalie Young as you try and get us a winner, Macca.
Have some fun. What's your feeling there tonight, Natalie?
Does like the cut out of it slightly, but look, his work's been pretty good. Look, I think he's probably his best chance of getting a win will be tonight.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Have some fun in front. It's going to walk in untouched. One nearly 4.5 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We're sure to it returns after a bit of a hiatus because we had no racing on Monday and then... Yesterday, they were called off at the Yarra Valley. So the early mail returns. That's why we got the big guns back in Haisto to try and get us another winner.
Under pressure.
100%.
100% strike rate. One from one, though. I've only had one attempt.
Well, that's right. You don't need to tell anyone that.
Let's not get too carried away just yet.
All right. We'll try and confirm your greatness today when we get to Simon Zara in just a tick. But let's head to Kane McCartan, who's the Sandown track manager today, to give us a bit of a rundown on the track. Kane, good morning and welcome back to RSN 927.
Thanks, gentlemen.
How are we looking down at Sandown today? What's the track rating at the moment?
Yeah, currently a good 4. The temperature sort of dropped down to about 27 today, which is very welcome. We'll put out 7 mil irrigation today just to hold it in that good range. We put out 10 mil the last sort of 24 hours. We've had 46 for the week. So we haven't had a lot of rainfall in the last month, so we've sort of had to continually water, and we've certainly just kept topping it up day after day.
And so the rail in the true position today as well?
Correct, it is, yes.
Perfect. Enjoy the day, Kane, and make sure you keep cool. At least it's a little bit cooler in the last couple of days.
Absolutely. Thanks, gentlemen.
Kane McCartan joining us there from Sandown. Time to head to Stephen Schmidt now, who's the track manager up at Kyneton. Stephen, good morning, and how are we rating up at Kyneton today?
Good morning. We're rating at the moment as a good 4.
Good 4. Yeah. Fairly warm up there, I would imagine, over the last couple of days. What did it get to?
Yesterday afternoon, it got to 40. The day before, it got to 40 again. And Sunday, it was 39. So we've had a little bit of heat up here.
How much have you had to water the track?
Well, I finished this morning at 1 o'clock. I've put 63 mil on for the week.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, that is a hell of a lot of water. Penno rating today as well?
Is 6.28.
And the rail just in the true again?
Rail in the true, yep.
Magnificent. Looking forward to racing later on this morning, an 11 a.m. start there at Kyneton. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Stephen.
No worries. Thanks very much. See ya.
Stephen Schmidt up there at Kyneton. Time for you to shine now, Haisto.
Yes, I know. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous here, but we are racing at Sandown today, Sandown Lakeside.
And you've got Simon Zara to try.
And I've got Simon Zara on the line now. Hello, Simon.
Morning, boys.
Now, I'm under pressure here, mate. Have you got something for me today? We might start with race 2. You got Age of Chivalry's first up after a spell.
Yeah, look, he's a really progressive sort of horse. Come on really well. His 2 runs, last preparation were excellent. He probably should have nearly won at Geelong, got held up, and I think the horse that ran 5th. One of Maroney's ran 2nd in the Derby, so a 3rd in the Derby and probably should have won it. So it was a good form race that day. I've come back in great order. Should get a lovely run, and I think he'd be right in the finish.
Okay, and then we'll move on to race number 3. You've got Farstar carrying 59 kilos with Damien Lane on board.
Yeah, look, plenty of scratchings, 5 out, so it sort of reduced the field, but quality field to go with it. So... He's done enough. His jump outs were good. He's matured up nicely, and look, he's probably a good chance. But you know, there's a couple in there that go quite good. So looks like this could be a good form race and something to follow.
Yeah, well, I might have a look at that one. I think.
Ooh,
Maisie.
Okay.
And then we'll go on to race 6. You got Bergenate as well.
Yeah, probably has to bounce back. A bit disappointing the other day. He got in behind him and was a sort of a bit reluctant to go. So we'll try and be aggressive from barrier 3, try and roll forward, and just not keen on horses around him. So he's probably just a have a look at today.
Yeah, which is a bit of a setback if you're a racehorse. I've got one similar at the moment, so that's not ideal, is it? But that's all right. Then we'll move. You've got 2 in the last as well. Who do you fancy out of those 2?
Oh, look, 2 really progressive sort of horses. I thought they're both their runs at Flemington the other day were both full of merit. Again, this end up quite a strong sort of race for a midweek. Looks more a Saturday class race. So a bit of quality there. Sees no limits. A horse on the way out. Lovely horse. Just probably from 10, just needs a fraction of luck. He needs a bit of tempo in the race. If he gets that, he'll be storming down the outside, and Indoreo, huge run in behind the German horse the other day that scouting a good Melbourne Cup horse. So really two nice horses going in the last, and I think whatever sort of gets a better run in transit, maybe Indoreo from three, and might get a bit of luck from there, and there's two horses to follow for the future, definitely.
Oh, I like the sound of
Black
that,
Bookers. Yes. Few good chances there today, Simon. What do you reckon is your best at Sandown?
Look, I thought probably just looking at the form, Age of Chivalry is probably, you know, in the right sort of race. Probably worried about Weary number 10 in that, but look, he's coming off the right form lines. His jump outs are good, and he's a really nice progressive horse. So he's probably our best out of those. How about
love
today?
All right, race 2, number 5, Age of Chivalry. Just before we let you go, you got a couple in the first at Kyneton today as well, Candescence and Murano. Your best chance out of those two?
I thought Candescence was a little bit unlucky the other day. He sort of played up a bit and cost himself. Doesn't look a strong race. Only one to beat, one of the courses, but I thought he should bounce back and he'll run a huge race at odds today.
Alrighty, looking forward to that. Simon, thanks for your time this morning. All the best at Con and also at Sandown later on this afternoon.
No worries, thanks guys.